Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 132, Viber. So for today's episode, I wanted to share a way to, let's say you often make and receive phone calls, or you want a way to more easily connect with your friends or family members, but don't necessarily want to use your cell phone minutes, for example, or let's say you want to get rid of your home phone line permanently, but you want to keep your home internet connection. That's where Viber comes in. So what they do is they allow you to make phone calls and send and receive text messages and pictures and videos, all using their app over the internet. So their service works over Wi-Fi and the mobile network. So whether you're at home or out and about traveling, anytime anyone tries to call you via or using the Viber app, then you're accessible anywhere you go. So you could be traveling and people can still reach you as long as you have an internet connection. You're good to go. So basically, it's an all-in-one app. It does support, as I said, phone calls and text messages, but it also supports MMS. So if someone wants to send you a picture or a video, then they can do that as well. The app handles everything all in one place. It also handles group messaging. So if you're arranging a meetup with your friends, and as long as everyone is using the app, you can do that as well. It can tie to any cell phone number or phone number that you wish. So whether you're using your home phone line, if you're going to keep it, or your cell phone number, or even if you have a Google Voice number, you could use that as well to set up Viber. And that's basically your primary point of contact. If you want to use Viber to place phone calls, then basically you do have to pay for that aspect of it. As far as I understand, if you want to receive phone calls in Viber or using the Viber app, then all you have to do is go into your settings and enable the app be your default phone app. So when people call your number, it should open the app. I've been hit or miss as far as it running in the background. So the general rule of thumb for me would be to leave it running if you can. If you're not using it or you want to not get calls, and just turn off the app at night, for example, and it'll be the way to get your phone calls. So for me, it works pretty nicely because let's say you have two phone numbers. One is your cell phone number and you use, let's say, a Google Voice number. Then you can have two different places to have phone calls received to one mobile device. So basically all I would do is turn off the feature of using Viber as my default phone app, but I would keep it running. So if anyone calls my Google Voice number, I can see them calling, or if they want to send me a picture or a video using Viber, then that's also a possibility. And it's all handled in one place, and then I don't really have to worry about going anywhere else. And then I don't have to keep it, or I can keep it separate from my regular personal contacts. So I know that if I see my default dialer, it's probably someone I know, some friend or family member. If it's a Viber phone call or a message, then I know that it's someone who falls out of that, or if it's someone basically in a Viber circle. So I could have, let's say, a friend or family member in that circle, and I know which number it is coming through. The benefit of Viber, though, is that it is probably one of the very few most cross-platform apps that I've seen. So it's not only available for your desktop, but it's also available for Android, iOS, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, and a couple of other platforms. So the most number of people available can try it out and use it. And because it is tied to a number, if you, let's say you get a new device and you don't have to worry about getting a new number through Viber, you still have your same, as long as you keep your same number, everything stays synced in one place. So that's really all I wanted to cover. You can find out more information at Viber.com. They'll have compatibility, pricing, and all of that back-end stuff, but setup is pretty straightforward. When you're setting it up with your cell phone number, you'll get a text message to authenticate it so they know that it's your actual device. And from there, that's pretty much it. It'll import your contacts and you'll see any friend who's using Viber and who is not. You can add your Facebook and Twitter friends as well to have them show up as well, so you can get in touch with them that way as well and say that, hey, I'm using Viber, so let's use this more often for all of our calls, or if you can't reach me this way, or whatever you want to do. So that's really all I wanted to cover for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And of course, you can find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network at geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.